And good morning, everyone. Welcome to the CA Football Playoff Edition of the Football Coaches Teleconference. We'll be joined by JMU Head Coach Kurt Tignetti in just a minute or two, and then later at 10:15 by UAlbany Head Coach Greg Gattuso. Before we get to them, just a few news and notes. First, the scores from the two CA first-round games last Saturday. It was UAlbany picking up the first FCS playoff win in school history as they defeated Central Connecticut State, the Northeast Conference champ, 42-14. And then the other game, Villanova falls 45-44 in a shootout game to Southeastern Louisiana. So the CAA, one of five conferences with multiple teams still in the field of 16 teams remaining, CAA, one of five conferences. Heading into second round action, a few other CAA notes. The conference is 15-14 all time in second round playoff games. It's also the 10th straight year that the CAA has had at least two teams that have played in the second round of the playoffs since the field expanded to 24 teams in 2010. So every year since the field has expanded to 24 teams, the conference has had at least two teams playing in second round games, and the conference has had at least one team advanced to the quarterfinals every year since 1991, and again, every year since the field expanded to 24, at least one CAA team has played in the quarterfinals. As Hillary mentioned at the outset, if you have questions for any of our coaches here this morning, we ask that you hit star one on your keypad, and we'll work those questions into the coaches as soon as we can. We begin this morning with the head coach of the JMU Dukes, Kurt Tignetti. Good morning, Kurt Tignetti.
Good morning, Rob.
Good morning. A week off for Thanksgiving, but I'm sure not for you and your staff too much. But how did you guys use the last week and to start preparations for Monmouth?
Well, it was a little bit like the open week. We had a couple practices where we tried to stay sharp with our fundamentals, and then we cut the team loose Wednesday afternoon, and we'll pick it up today. Got the coaches some time off, balance some recruiting, and got a little jump start on Monmouth last week, and now it's back to a normal week of preparation.
You talked when we had our last talk a couple weeks ago about the CAA championship and the importance of that, but that just being the first step in the many goals that you have for this team and this program. What's the message to your guys when you reconvene with them today?
Well, I think the message is we got to get back at it and get refocused and have a great sense of urgency and do a great job of preparation, have a great day-to-day on Monmouth, our next opponent, who's an excellent football team. I mean, they've won nine games in a row. They've beaten Albany and Kennesaw, who is still in the playoff field, beat Kennesaw by 24 points. They lost to a FBS team, Western Michigan and Montana, early in the year, and I mean, they're a veteran team. They're really good. They had 17 guys make first or second team all conference. The quarterback was player of the year in the conference. The running back leads the country in rushing, I believe. They got four seniors up front on the offensive line, two receivers that are close to 1,000 yards in receiving. The defense is playing really well. So we have a tremendous challenge, and we got to get locked back in.
Got several questions in queue, if you'll get those for us, Hillary.
Your first question comes from Dave Thomas with ESPN Radio, Harrisonburg.
Hey, Coach, during your practices last week, before you knew who you were playing, were there specific things you wanted to focus on from what you'd seen out of your team the last 3 weeks?
It was more staying sharp with fundamentals, getting guys rested up. We did get a little jump start on Monmouth last week. And we accomplished what we wanted to get accomplished. But we haven't seen these guys now since, Wednesday. So that's a long time. So it's really important now that we get back in the groove.
And the way they came back from the bye week before, what stands out to you about what you expect to see out of them today?
Well, I thought we handled that bye week very well, and we played good football after the bye week. And now, they've had one extra day sort of off since then. So, I think it's really important now that we just kind of, we're going to get out there, and, Monday's always a shorter practice for us. It'll be a little longer than normal, throw and catch, hit the sled, block, that kind of stuff. But just, you know, what I want to see is you know, get regain that focus again here. So, you know, we're looking at it like we, you know, we have a 3-game schedule and we got to go 3-0, and it all starts this week with Monmouth.
Thanks, Coach.
Your next question comes from Greg Medea with the Daily News Record.
Hey, Kurt, just from Monmouth's win over Holy Cross on Saturday, what jumped out to you, especially considering it was in such kind of dominating fashion?
Well, I mean, I look at their games throughout the season. You know, they stumbled early against Western Michigan, I believe their first game, and, you know, lost to Montana, who, you know, is obviously a very good football team. And since then, they've been on a roll, and all they did was kind of continue playing at the high level, which they've been doing for 9 straight weeks. So, you know, this is the best football team they've ever had, and it's a veteran team. I mean, when you look at the line, is big, you know, like 6'5", 295 on average, and 4 of those guys are seniors. I mean, the quarterback is, you know, the player of the year in the league. The running back leads country rushing. They got a lot of tight ends. They got one that's 6'8", 250 pounds. You know, 2 receivers that are dynamic. Defense playing really, really well. So, I mean, this is a really good team. I mean, they beat Kennesaw by 24 points. Kennesaw is still playing, and they beat Albany, who is still playing. So, you know, this is a tremendous football team coming in here.
Yeah. Do you see similarities between them and you guys just in terms of the makeup of the team, having won a lot of games in a row, senior type of team? Do you see similarities at all?
Yeah, I mean, I'm very impressed. They're very well coached on both sides of the ball. I think offensively they're a little bit like us, a little more wide open perhaps, but a lot of the similar concepts. Defenses are different. You know, their kicking game is good. You know, the similarities in terms of them being a veteran group, you know, we're a fairly veteran group too. So, you know, they have a little chip on their shoulder too, because they didn't make the playoffs, you know, last season. They had a good team. And I think, you know, they want to make a statement. You know, they're very formidable.
Thank you.
Your next question comes from Wayne Epps with the Richmond Times.
Hey, Coach, you made the playoffs 3 times at IUP, twice at Elon. Is there anything you take from those experiences that you want to kind of use to kind of help get you guys ready for this playoff appearance with JMU?
Well, you know, I think the toughest part is when you have to play on Thanksgiving that week. You know, after that, it's pretty normal in terms of your preparation. You know, Monday's Monday, Tuesday's Tuesday, Wednesday's Wednesday. So, you know, all those situations were kind of unique unto themselves. You know, both those places I was at before were kind of rebuild jobs. You know, this one wasn't. So, you know, in my mind, this is no different than getting ready for, you know, an opponent during the season in terms of how you prepare.
Okay, and then looking at Mount with Pete Carrera in particular, he's a former sprinter, fast. What do you think will be the biggest challenge in defending him in particular?
Well, you know, we got to dominate up front. That's where it all begins. He's got a lot of yards rushing because the offensive line and tight ends do a nice job, and schematically they stretch the field with the RPOs, and so the box is in their favor a lot of times when they get the ball off. But you know, he can break tackles. He's very shifty. He's got really good speed. He's a good receiver out of the backfield. And, you know, he's got a little something. You don't gain that many yards and not be a really good player. So, but, you know, it's harder to run if you're winning the battle up front and those creases aren't as big. And then we got to tackle him in space.
All right. Thank you.
And your next question comes from Kyle Kinsing with Flow Sports.
Yeah, Coach, with the success that your team's had offensively this season, how would you assess the overall play of your line up front?
Well, you know, I always feel like if you have a good offensive line, you have a chance to have a good football team. And I felt coming out of spring ball that we had the chance to have a really good offensive line, and I think they've played that way throughout the season. I think they've improved as the season's gone on. We've got a veteran group with a lot of starts under their belt, and you know, we're big and we're physical, and So, you know, we're going to need a big game out of our line again this week, and they've done a nice job also protecting Ben. And, you know, that's our big thing, win the line of scrimmage on both sides of the ball, and we're going to have to do it on offense.
And this week, you know, there's three of you who are on that first those first couple of years staffs at Alabama with Coach Saban, with Coach McElwain. Central Michigan's playing for the MAC championship this week, and Kirby Smart's playing for the SEC championship. Do you kind of keep in touch with those guys at all, and kind of share ideas and that sort of thing?
You know, we stay in periodic contact. It's tougher when you're in season. You know, I'm probably a little closer to Mac right now than Kirby, just because we worked together. You know, he was quarterback coach, I was receiver coach. But, you know, we all learn, kind of come from the same tree, so to speak, and I'm sure we run our programs fairly similar, and, you know, I'm happy for their success.
Thank you.
Kurt, we talked about, as we got near the end of the regular season, the dominant November that your team had. You won the last three games by more than 30 points. What do you feel like was the difference in that November run as we head into the playoffs?
Well, I just think the week off really helped us. You know, we played 9 straight games. I thought we were getting a little tired there near the end of that. That week off, guys had a chance to kind of get recharged a little bit. And, you know, maybe when it gets colder out, maybe it plays in your favor if you're a physical run-the-ball type of team. Some people think so. But, you know, for the most part, we're doing the things you have to do to be successful. You know, we're stopping a run, running the ball. We're winning the turnover ratio every week. I think we're number one in the conference now. And, you know, we're making explosive plays and not giving up too many. And our special teams have been good. So, you know, we played good ball, but, you know, now we've had a week off and we've got to kind of get that edge back. And, you know, and because I still think our best game is out there. You know, I believe that. We haven't played, you know, the perfect game. There's still a lot of mistakes that can be cleaned up. And this is the time to play your best ball.
I know you spoke with Wayne earlier about your experience in the playoffs throughout your coaching career, which is extensive. But how much does it help to have a team that has been through this this drill before and is pre-playoff veteran team?
Oh, I think it's really important. You know, it's as important as heading into a season with a veteran team because, you know, anytime you've been through something one time, you're better at it the second time. But, you know, we've got guys that have been to the playoffs, you know, 3-4 years now. So I think it helps, and I think it's helped our focus all year long to have a veteran team with everybody sort of shooting for the same thing. We haven't had those kind of ups and downs. You know, we've been pretty consistent throughout the season, and I attribute that to, you know, being a veteran team.
Now, we've touched on it, but before I let you go, just are there two or three keys that you could give us that you feel like are going to be important for your team to get a victory on Saturday?
Well, number one, I think it's really important we have a great week of preparation and practice. We've got to, you know, these guys have been gone for a while. We got to get our focus back, our edge back. We got to be humble and hungry. You know, I know there were a lot of people happy around here that we had 18 guys make first, second, third team all conference, but they had 17 guys make first or second team all conference. So, you know, we've got to go about this the right way and understand that, you know, when the ball's kicked off Saturday, that, you know, we have to play our best football to have a chance to be successful. After that, the keys to the game really never change. I talk about them all the time, and you know what they are. Yeah, but we're going to have to play really well.
All right, Kurt, thanks as always for your time this morning. Good luck on Saturday against Monmouth, and hopefully we talk again next Monday.
Thank you.
Thank you.